Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
The saddle with Victory Mondays. These are a lot more fun. Packers get a win against the Carolina Panthers, and they head into the bye week now 8-2, and we're the best place to react on your ride home, your snowy, long ride home. So saddle up. We got 4 hours. We'll make it a lot more comfortable while you're sitting there in traffic waiting for the plows to clear it out. Packers win 24-16 at Lambeau, and Gary, it took every... It's a game of inches, right? That's one of my favorite coaching cliches. Yeah. Well, it was a game of about 36 inches, and the Packers win, holding Christian McCaffrey 1 yard away, maybe, from the goal line to try to tie that thing up yesterday at Lambeau.
You know, you guys know how they made that play, right? Which, you know, I haven't seen anything on Twitter or anywhere like that, but that play was by Blake Martinez.
Oh, wow. Blake Martinez made a stop?
Well,
a play?
I mean, he didn't actually make a stop,
but he
got Califacro in the right spot to make that play.
There was a little bit of confusion late, that's for sure.
Yeah, he saw it coming and diagnosed that play. Now, all these guys last week who were putting on Twitter and showing how Blake Martinez is not making his tackle here and not making his tackle there, I ain't seen none of them jokers put that up there nowhere.
Did you see those guys put the missed tackle by the game's best Luke Kuechly on the goal line up there?
No.
No? Okay, there weren't any cuts
of that. Which goes to say, yes, and I understand that we want maybe a better linebacker there, and I get it, but I think what can't be minimized is what this kid means to our defense. And there's a play he made basically by himself, film study, I would say to win the game. I mean, you don't want to put everything on that, but most certainly one of a big play in that game that, to me, I thought decided the game and got them out of there. And nobody's saying, so I'm going to beat this drum for him. That play was made by Blake Martinez. Was that a tackle behind the line scrimmage that he personally made himself? No. Was that an interception that he made? No. Was that a caused fumble that he made? No. But these are some of the things for the geeks out there that don't see actually happens.
And also, that's what the green dot means, right? The green dot on the back of the helmet, being able to coordinate the defense on the field, letting guys know where they're lined up, knowing where the film study is. And you're right, Gary, that's pinpoint knowing what they're going to run. And I thought Matt LaFleur pointed it out well. Well, I was sitting there watching the end of the game with a couple of people, and they're like, how are you running the ball? It's the last play of the game. You put the ball in your best playmaker's hands to try to win the game, and they all guessed right, and they were going to try to do that and single up Christian McCaffrey.
Right. And so with that being said, maybe I was a little bit upset by Matt LaFleur's last play right before halftime, because I would have preferred that to have been the ball in Aaron Rodgers' hands or the ball in Aaron Jones' hand. I mean, so that kind of threw me for a loop, although I think you got to take the points in that situation. Listen, I know we're going to be jumping around all over the place right now, so the phone line's open for you guys at 414-799-1250. Gary Austin is on the phone, which means you can get on and talk as long as you want until Billy gets upset. But I just want to say this here.
And then I will overrule and then
right
hang
here,
up
overrule
on you,
and cut you off. I just want to say this. They're 8-2. These jokers win again without Aaron Rodgers throwing another touchdown pass. I mean,
And this was one of those days where you could feel, it was palpable that Aaron Rodgers didn't have his best game yesterday.
He threw a touchdown pass, cuz. They're 8-2.
And he missed
Is this the second time it's happened this season or no?
And he missed a couple of open receivers. I mean, he missed Devontae Adams on a timing route. And you're looking over there like, what universe are we watching this game in? How are you missing Devontae Adams on the timing route? But Sparky, your boy, along with his friend, 33, has a friend. That is Jamal Williams, number 30. And they split carries, and they run the football better than the guy that is right now being touted as possible league MVP in Christian McCaffrey.
Wouldn't need a split carries. Just get Aaron Jones a damn ball and get out of his way. Wouldn't have to worry about teaming up to try and deal with McCaffrey by himself. I don't know, man. I'm happy the offense played well. I'm happy they got the win. But this is looking kind of similar to how we thought this was going to kind of go to a certain degree, right? Him patting the ball, waiting for Devontae. And that's kind of what that game was like yesterday. There were two or three times where it was on him. When he got hit, it was totally on him not getting rid of that ball. He had running back leaking out right there for him, and he's trying to make the bigger play. So he's holding it. That got to be frustrating watching that when we were at the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill last night doing our football experience party. Aaron Jones looked good again. I mean, what can I say? But once again, he's not throwing the ball a tremendous amount necessarily to the running backs now since Devontae Adams has been back. That's kind of gone missing in action. Jimmy Graham is now all of a sudden becoming more of a guy here this season than I think he was at any point last season as far as being able to make big plays in big situations for Aaron Rodgers. So I think the trust factor is there with Jimmy Graham like it is with Devontae Adams. Kumerle, you see once or twice a game, maybe, if you're lucky, get a ball thrown his way. They don't need to have him throw for 400 yards and 5 touchdowns in order to win. So, to a degree, that should make everybody happy, right? That should make you happy that he doesn't 100%. Have to be a superstar in order to win games.
He can win games where he has a rating under 100.
Correct. In every other year under McCarthy, he had to be almost a superstar in order for that offense to go where it needed to go.
Right.
You no longer need that with Matt LaFleur's offense. And Matt LaFleur and Hackett, the offensive coordinator, they deserve credit for designing this to where they can figure out different ways to win football games week in and week out. If they want to run the football and take the air out of it a little bit, they can do that. They want to go shotgun the whole game and wing it all over the place, they can do that. And that's a credit to the coaching staff and to a certain degree Aaron Rodgers for buying into what's happening. I still am concerned that he's really holding that ball, waiting for Devontae Adams again. He really did it this week, more so than I've seen him do it in the past.
Steve, I'm done. I'm done with the holding the football thing.
I don't think he was?
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
Oh, I was going to say, if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong.
No.
So I'm right. So I'm right on this.
Yes, sir.
You saw the same thing. Okay.
Yes, sir. No doubt about it. I don't know if it was last week or 2 weeks ago. It was 2 weeks ago. He was holding on to the – and I have been tweeting the whole time. He's just holding the football too long.
And
then
he made a crazy throw.
He's getting killed.
Yeah.
He's just getting annihilated by it. Just waiting for – get rid of it. Time. And then all of a sudden, he's holding on, he's patting, and then he throws some crazy touchdown pass. Oh, that was the one to Jamal Williams.
That was the Jamal Williams in the corner of the end zone. Right.
So then all of a sudden, everybody on Twitter
– the Kumerle curveball was also another one.
Could you shut up, Gary, about him holding on to the football? I go, okay, I digress. Okay. I will not talk about him holding on to the football ever again. I don't care if he get cut in half. Hold on to as long as you want to, cuz.
You'll die on a different hill if that's
the
one.
Go ahead. I'm going to let him die on the vine on the hole on the football for that, Steve. I mean, it's just,
but that's
it
not
is.
Just. But that's not the only part of it. I mean, that's part of it. But the other part of it is spreading that ball around. He was doing it so well without Devontae.
Oh, well, of course.
It was spreading it out. It was making harder to defend this offense. And now, again, it's 2 games. But now it seems like we're focusing back in on our best player. And I get it, right?
He's the best wide receiver.
He's right. It's second best player on this team, without a shadow of a doubt. He's a Pro Bowler, right? He's a great receiver. I'm not saying you shouldn't focus on him to a certain degree, but I don't know. It got a little. You could see where like he was just staring him down, like I'm throwing it to him one way or the other. And you never saw his head or anything. Now again, I can't see in his helmet because I'm not across from him, but it never looked like he even scanned back to the other side of the field. He was following wherever Devontae was going. That's where he was going to try and make that throw, and it was almost predetermined in his mind he was going to stick with that no matter what.
Well, if he sees one-on-one coverage, he is going to go and throw the football
to
that side.
That's, whether we like it or not, that's 14 years of Mike McCarthy's offense.
And that's also the dude thinking, I'm better than everybody else, and I know this guy can go make the contested catch.
Right.
And to a point, I'm not going to fault him, but you guys are right. When it does hamper the flow of the offense of guys that are wide open and the scheme, then it is frustrating.
Well, and the other thing is, as another wide receiver on that team, Don't you think they get a little bit frustrated?
No.
Alan Lazard got his 6 targets yesterday, man.
Yeah, he's becoming a bigger part of this offense for sure.
No, because everybody
falls in. Like a Geronimo Allison and those type of guys.
No, everybody falls in. Everybody knows.
They know what it is.
It's 17, man. Right. It was so funny. Last night I had a chance to talk to Terrence Murphy. Was at the football game. Remember Terrence Murphy, the wide receiver that
got hurt and retired early?
Yeah. He was the second round pick. Aaron Rodgers was the first round pick. They came in together.
Special teams guy.
Yeah. Well, you know, he was doing good on kick returns. All that kind of, said that he had a conversation with Rodgers his rookie year and says, I told Rodgers pissed off that he wasn't playing. He says, man, Brett ain't never coming out. So you're just going to have to get used to that. Right? And so this is much like Rodgers. We just kind of got to get used to who he is, what he is, and just kind of roll with it. I mean, I don't know. How many – did he have 10 targets yesterday? I would like to look through that.
Devontae had 10 targets, 7 catches for 118 yards.
That's not bad.
What was the rest of the targets?
Right.
Then you had 6 targets to Lazard, 4 to Jimmy Graham, 2 to Kumerow, 3 to Geronimo Allison, 1 to Jamal Williams.
Yeah, so you
and
got
how
nothing.
Many to Aaron Jones?
None. Aaron Jones did not factor one. Into the pass game.
Not a one.
But they were running the ball better than they were running it at will. So, I mean, in that sense, as long as you are getting touches to that point, I know we're going to be frustrated if Aaron Jones doesn't touch the ball out of the backfield. But they were getting the ball and running it down the throats of the 30th-ranked rush defense in the NFL.
What do you have, 9 touches through 3 quarters? 10 touches through 3 quarters, that's all it was.
Yep.
He had 77 yards on like 9 carries through 3 quarters or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then in the fourth quarter there, they started giving him a little bit more. But again, he was averaging, 7.5, 8 yards a carry, and he only had like 9 carries through like 3 quarters.
Mm-hmm. But doesn't that sometimes feel like that's the reason why he's so effective is the lower usage?
No one sees that.
No?
No, we'll never agree on that. I mean, that's fine. I'm sure that's what Matt LaFleur's take is too, probably, of why we don't give a guy averaging the ball 75 yards per carry a lot of carries because we'd rather sling it all over the place.
Or all coaches around the NFL.
Well, fair enough. They're using McCaffrey wrong in Carolina because he gets the ball way too damn much based on that. He's getting 28 touches a game.
Yeah.
Based on that, they're just asking for him to get hurt.
They are.
They shouldn't be using him that much.
Yeah.
But
no doubt
about
it.
Right now, if they weren't using him that much, that team would be even worse.
Right, and they are. And they have to because look at their quarterback and look what else they have around him. In Green Bay, they can afford not to run this guy into the ground because they have seen in previous years what has happened to Aaron Jones, that his season ends early or he gets hurt and missed like 3 or 4 games. So I'd rather have the guy for – throughout the playoffs than to not have him at all. That's a delicate situation. It's like, and I probably could say this, I think Jamal Williams actually make him a better running back. Because I think if you look at both of them in 2 different styles, one
for
guy's
sure.
a bruiser, yep. one guy's a slasher, faster kind of guy. I think they both, play off each other.
Feed off each other, absolutely.
I think Williams is good because of Aaron Jones. I mean, both can catch. I mean, I just don't get, you've got a 1-2 punch, and I just don't get why no one seems to understand. Do you want him to be like McCaffrey? Sure. But McCaffrey is bigger than Aaron Jones. They're not the same size. They're not the same guy. Go ahead and pull up Steve
McCaffrey
and see
also
how big
took,
McCaffrey is.
McCaffrey also took that workload in college. He also took that massive workload.
He's got more wear and tear on him than Jones does.
But he's used to it, though. There's a difference between having – and the quote of being a calloused body is one that football coaches will use. He's taken those hits. He knows how to use the body against those hits.
Christian McCaffrey is 5'11", 205.
Yeah.
Aaron Jones is 5'10", 207.
Yeah. Not the same.
It's an inch.
Yeah, not the same. If you put
Why did you have me look it up if you were just going to disagree?
I know, because I want you to, because I knew you were
going to
do it anyway.
I wasn't going to. I was just sitting here.
Well, for those people that Sparky did anyway, I want you to. But they're not the same. They're not the same body type. If you would put them side by side, they're not the same. I mean, it's completely different. It's a completely different body type. Seriously, not the same.
The Packers win the game yesterday 24-16. They were up 24-10 at the end of the third quarter, as Sparky was saying there. Then they start pounding the football down the throats of the Carolina Panthers. They rushed the ball 27 times for 163 yards, a stark difference than only handing the football off 10 times a week ago from L.A. We'll get into the decision by Matt LaFleur at halftime. We'll get into the decision by Aaron Rodgers to continuously still look at Devontae Adams. And you can weigh in on all of them at 414-799-1250. As Gary said, he's on the phones today. It's a Green and Gold Victory Monday here on The Fan. It's the Wendy's Big Show. It's your only place to react in the state with two former Packers, Gary Ellerson and the Roy Butler, join us as well. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, I'm Baby Tausch here with you. It's the Wendy's Big Show till 6 o'clock on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
I feel like we have a different type of squad offensively this year, where we have been running the ball effectively, and we realize how important Aaron Jones is and Jamal Williams to our attack, and we're finding ways to get them the ball in the backfield and out in space, and they've been a big part of our success.
That's Aaron Rodgers, along with Joe Buck, calling in the not first, not second, but third TD of the day, the league-tying lead. League-leading 14th touchdown catch. I think that's how I would phrase it. 14th touchdown on the ground for Aaron Jones as he ties Christian McCaffrey for the league lead. That is Leroy Butler joining us here and in studio, courtesy of Carlson, Blau, and Clemens.
Freak out over no running back had a catch. I think I have something for you.
Okay, we're ready for it. He's got a nugget.
Couple weeks ago, up at the Kansas City, anytime they would split him out, it was a linebacker. This time they split him and Jamal out, it was a DB.
Okay.
They kept the linebacker inside. That's why he was throwing it to 17 on the slot. I said, well, that makes sense. I mean, teams kind of see, oh, well, wait a minute. This guy getting 8 to 10 catches, I mean, targets. We won't put a linebacker out there. Remember that one? Aaron Jones against Kansas City was just like taking candy from – well, I hope people wouldn't take candy from a video.
I do. It's fun. It's
easy.
If
you do, put it on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, it's easy.
But it was just an easy pitch and catch. So now Carolina's like, okay, great. We won't let you throw the ball to the backs. If you want to, great. But – and for the people that want Devontae Adams traded, that 38-yard or whatever yard.
Who said he wanted trading?
Joe did. Well,
that's a great last week, yeah.
What?
Man, this guy
that called in last week and said that if they traded Devontae Adams, they'd be able to get more guys.
Man, that man got – Amari Cooper maybe can only one can rival him with the best feet in the league. I mean, the guy's feet is amazing. I mean, like Fred Astaire. So when they're backed up, they're in the shotgun, they get aggressive and throw it deep to Devontae Adams. That's why you need him on your team, because ain't nobody on the roster can do that.
Well, okay? Or you could be like Dak Prescott and not even look at him on the 4th and 5 on your best receiver in the league and lose the game.
But it made me also say that Randall Cobb is missing in this offense. They don't have a slot.
No, they don't.
They just don't.
We were able to see that last night. And maybe Geronimo Allison is settling into there a little bit more. But he's not natural. It's so obvious that he just doesn't like it.
He's too big.
Yeah, he's just uncomfortable in there.
He's serviceable. He's serviceable.
He gets a concussion every time he catches an in route.
Too big. He's serviceable. He tries hard. But yeah, I'm sure that's something. But the Packers have a lot of holes. That's not the only thing that they have. Mm. But I think they'll address that. Here's what they need. They need a guy that's a return guy and as a slot guy all in one.
Yep, I just been
all in one. Let's get out to Marcus on the north side. Marcus, you're first up, 105.7 FM in the Fan. Marcus, what you got in this game yesterday, buddy?
Hey, there's no such thing as a bad loss. Thank you guys for taking my call, and I'll be real brief. Last week when they lost against San Diego, I didn't really feel that bad about it. I didn't get a chance to call into your show, but I was like, adversity is good because I want to see what this team looks like. If this team would be 10-0, right, I would have some concerns because I've seen this movie before, right? So by them losing last week, I said, hey, this is a great chance to see what will – LaFleur look like in this team, how will they come back from that situation? They responded accordingly. Now, here's my next question, and I'll hang up and listen. Now, going into this game with San Francisco after the bye week, so there should be no shenanigans. There should be focus tonight. A lot of the guys should be watching this game. I'm asking Leroy as well. Pay attention to the game, and will they get out there early and play around and fool around again, or should they treat this like a mini Super Bowl? I'll hang up and listen. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for your phone call,
First
Marcus.
First of all, anytime, who was that?
Marcus.
It was Marcus.
look outside. They're going to go get a wheel, okay, when they get to San Francisco. Just look outside. It ain't got nothing to do with them on, what, when they play Sunday, Monday night, Tuesday evening, when they play San Francisco?
A week from Sunday.
That too. Nothing to do with that. That L.A. thing is over. Now you can move on.
Did they put the L.A. loss behind them officially with the win yesterday?
Man, come on.
I mean, because, like, well, no, just because.
They put it behind them because the Saints lost to a team they looked past. Because that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
They came off of a bye and got beat by 1-17. You're going into a bye and you beat a team 5-3. That's why you got to stay focused. 1-0. Now, you could be 1-0 this week because it's a bye week, right?
Yeah.
So you're good. Again, you
but
have
people
to
don't, the word you just used, Leroy, focus. People don't understand how hard that really is.
It is.
Focus.
It's
a, when you see a team like that in front of you, that you believe you're clearly better.
Well, not
better
even that. The Falcons-Saints game, right? Something happened.
Man.
You're right, Leroy. They're coming
how
off
do
a bye week.
How you explain that?
Yeah, explain that. You're coming off a bye week.
Yeah. What? Too tired? Oh.
No, straight
overlooking
somebody.
Did one of you miss
somebody.
Curfew? Oh, wait a minute. We were home.
No, somebody missed that flight coming back, right?
Yeah, wait a minute.
Somebody
what else
didn't
can
get
I
back
blame?
On time. Somebody missed a meeting. We didn't get back on time.
I got to blame it on something because Drew Brees did not score a touchdown.
What's and Lord that? Knows I'm not going to give Matt Ryan the credit for it.
Well, it's not Michael Thomas's fault. 13 for 152 on my fantasy team, by the way.
And on the family's fantasy team.
Hey, listen. We don't look at crimes. We look at the underlining. What happened? I don't mind him going for it on fourth down. I really don't mind. I want to look at the execution. Now, he did say, Gary, I would want that playback.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will say that,
I like that
the analytics department, however you say it.
Mm-hmm. The analytics department.
They come down with all these numbers. Hey, everybody who bring me an analytics department ain't played a damn down of football. But that's what the book said and the numbers say. Go for it. Matt LaFleur said, my mind was made up. I want to find out what's the best play.
Yes.
That's what I want to look at. I don't listen, they get paid too. Gerald McCoy is... Steve, he good now, right?
David Bakhtiari, just to clear for a while.
Steve wanted him here.
Yep.
So did I. That's a grown man.
Yeah.
So, and I'm going to tell you what Holmgren used to tell us. I don't give a, what time is it?
Yeah.
What time?
Up to two? Yeah,
but
go
the
ahead.
The kids are still in school?
24.
Yeah. Oh, I don't give a darn what I call.
Yeah.
Make it work. Just like on Friday, when Smokey Mom say, give me some cigarettes. She give him a dollar. Give a smoker say, this ain't enough. Make it enough.
Billy's
it don't matter what I
movie.
Call. He's
no.
seen Friday. Yeah.
No, he's
yeah.
never seen Friday.
Never seen
go watch Friday. She gave him a dollar to buy some cigarettes.
That's a classic, man.
She told him to make it enough. Yeah. So whatever I call, just execute, and it'll work. If it doesn't, it's okay.
Could I watch it after we hear from Matt LaFleur live up at Lambeau Field, courtesy Uptown Motors?
No question.
All right, let's do that. The head coach up at Lambeau Field here on the Wendy's Big Show. That's Matt LaFleur. Today is day after press conference on the Wendy's Big Show, brought to you live, courtesy of Uptown Motors here on the Fan. That is the official car dealership of our own Leroy Butler, who's in here.
Maybe I missed it because I like to gossip when we do. Did anybody ask about the injuries?
There were no real questions about injuries, but... Even better, I'll have the injury report for you a little bit later on in the program.
So you got to do their job.
Yeah,
good job,
I'll do that job. Don't worry about it.
Glad you're on this
okay,
show.
So I got questions off of this press conference. So, Gary, he was talking about in this press conference about the fact that they seem it seems a little chaotic getting substitutions in from the offensive side of the ball and making guys running on and off the field, and that's really hampering their time getting the play calling because everybody's got running out. He wants to be more organized and more clean. Is there a system that works better than other systems? I mean, have you been a part? I mean, you were in Green Bay, you were in Detroit. Was there something that worked better for you guys so you didn't have that? Or is there really no way to necessarily clean that up when you're dealing with so many guys?
Well, they got so many patterns, substitution patterns. And they got and everybody just got to be alert. Everybody's got to be standing right by the coach, and you just got to be listening to what's going on. And then sometimes maybe Rodgers don't like what's coming in, and then they cross it off and go somewhere else, and you got jokers running in and out. So a lot of that stuff is happening too. So you just got to be alert, and you know. So what you do is you just get your guys and try to coach them up the best you can, and everybody's standing by the coach. Everybody's on alert. This is what we're doing, and you know what's coming. And normally you try to get that play because you most offensive coordinators don't see the play that they called because sometimes the head is already down,
getting ready
for
the next play. And so those guys, they have to be standing with him and understand what's going on. Then you get guys get hurt. Then you got another you know, then guys got to fill in from that. So it's a lot that goes on with subbing in and out.
It's a lot of moving parts. I'll give you an example.
Defense, too.
Yeah. Because you have to stand by your position. You follow him like the court
guy.
You
do. You saw him, mm-hmm. Billy, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All over the place. Yeah.
Follow. So if he says...
Gary was in Forrest's hip pocket.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, if he yells zebra personnel, you got to know.
You got to know.
And I'm assuming they're out there, okay? Everybody on zebra personnel, that's three wide receivers and a tight end. Everybody has to know that because they go through it during the week. You listen for your package, a certain animal, a certain color.
Right.
And when you're out there, I don't have time to know that the position coach is sitting this crew out there. Because one of these guys, they're in charge of personnel. And Gary's right about who got injured. Special team coach definitely has to go through it. Because Ty Summers, who's his backup? It's my brother's keeper. I know who's in front of me.
I know
I'm in the game. If the returner is not back there, 39 knows I'm first up. I also know Tremont Williams, I'm first up. So if they got 12 or 10, it's Tremont's fault. I didn't know he was hurt. You're supposed to know. I'm my brother's keeper. I shouldn't have to do that. But out of a timeout, there's no excuse for that.
No excuse out of a timeout. Everybody should be there.
We got the best everybody play. Should be there, ready
we
to go.
We got the best
right.
play. But sometimes it happens. Call a timeout. Then you get the condescending look from the players to the coaches. Like, what the bleep is going on? Yeah. Well, we wanted to change it. Know why? The defense changed. But sometimes you live with it. You live with it to survive another down. But when it's fourth down, come out with your best call.
But see, that's the other thing. In this press conference, you bring up defensive look, and LaFleur brings up that play at the end of the first half and says that he doesn't regret going for the touchdown. He regrets the play call because they hadn't practiced that play call against that defensive look at all throughout the week. They never practiced that play against that defense, and he took fault for that.
Right, so I was telling guys last night on the, what's that post-game show me and Bill
The do? 5 o'clock Steakhouse Green and Gold post-game show.
You have specialty plays, right? And you don't run that. That play is not really a part of the offense. It's a special play that you run maybe, like, I don't know, like Friday or Saturday. I mean, it's not, and then you work against with some sort of defense. And those, so it's almost like a two-point conversion play, which you don't work on every single day. It's a specialty play. And so you kind of get screwed with they give you a different defense that you didn't expect to see because you're not doing it all the time. I think they got caught with that. For me, I think I would have just relied on the football being in Aaron Rodgers' hand. I would have called a regular offensive play or not really a specialty play.
Would you have spread them out?
I think that's what I would have done. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just would either – to me, Aaron Jones would have been in the game.
Yep, I agree.
Okay, and I would have put the ball in – Aaron Rodgers' hand. One of them guys going to get the ball for me, just in that. And of course, you got Devontae over there, too. But, I mean, I just didn't like the play call from the get-go with Jamal Williams. Now, I thought they were going to throw it because Jamal was in the game, right? I thought he was in for pass protection. And they didn't do that.
See, I think we lose the fact that the execution, I don't care about the play.
What was bad. They missed a cutoff block.
That's what we should be talking about.
I don't know.
Bakhtiari said he didn't know if it was on him or not, but he was the one.
Well, whether you know or not. Look, it was left guard to me.
Hey, listen. But
we have to go back.
Whether we know or not, that's what I like to talk about.
Yeah.
Now, you know, there's a lot. And white and silver coming in and just barreling into Jamal Williams.
There's a lot. Let's go to a break because I don't want to get over
We're going to get to the break. But there's a lot here to unpack. Not only that, though, Steve. This whole break, going home. That needs to be discussed as well.
We'll hold that. We also have full phones.
Guys ready to rock and roll. And
are you going to forget?
No.
Okay.
Are you going to keep talking while I'm talking?
No, of course not.
So Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM in the freeRadio.com app. Gary Ellerson is on the phones. Leroy Butler's here talking the entire time on The Fan.
Yeah, if I had to do it again, I'd go for it again. It's just probably pick a different play. I would pick a different play. No, there's no probably about it, you know. But, you know, live and learn.
That was Matt LaFleur yesterday.
Speaking of it,
before the end of the first half, he said
him
double
and the
down
Muskego
today.
Coach yeah, are two people play. I would love to play for. The Muskego coach and LaFleur.
King Cross.
You know why though? Because
you got that W, huh?
You know what does though? Was that a hum button? Or you just you said somebody else.
Huh?
Okay. You know why? I'm gonna tell you why it's brilliant. We are not looking at the execution. We're talking about just a bad play, and you just move past it.
Right. It's a, well, you clean it up.
You just take it.
You got to get that cleaned up.
Yeah. McCarthy would have said.
You got to get that cleaned
you know,
up.
You know, and I haven't you know seen the tape
get,
yet.
You know what we can get cleaned up? My good friends over at Jury Center?
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. They clean all that for stuff you. Up.
76 and Layton, Layton Plaza in Brookfield, Blue Mountain Road, and Tri-City National Bank Building. Third location for you right there in Burlington, Wisconsin. Yeah, they got a goldsmith right there on the premises.
Won't let him out of the building.
He get it cleaned up for you.
In.
If you got some bad jury guys, come on over there, let them shine up and clean up for you. Make
the
it almost look like brand new. And don't forget about this. They're going to give you most money for your old gold of jewelry right now today.
Clean out your whole jewelry box.
Today, Dean Murray at the Jury Center. He's the owner. He's always there. Check him out today. Let's get out to some phone calls. Let's get out to
man,
my good
set
friend.
Set himself up. He's ready to go.
Yes, sir. You know what? This is the only show. This is the only show where you can hear what two former Packers.
Players.
And the best all-time Wisconsin sports fanatic in Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and a guy who wanted to be on this show since he was 5 years old.
Tyler Hero?
And Billy Schmidt.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
this is it.
I thought
it doesn't get
Hero
much better than this. And that forms the big show. Let's get out to Philip.
Gary on coffee today.
On 105.7 FM,
man.
Fan. Philip, what you got,
hey,
man?
Take a shot of something.
Philip.
What's good, Chris?
Philip,
you
hey,
got to liven
put
up,
put it
man.
Down, man. Come on, man.
Woke him up. Sorry, Phil.
Oh, cuz you're slowing me down. I had something going.
Sipping on that Buffalo Trace, Gary.
Oh, you know then I'm okay. Come on, cuz.
Is that illegal? Or?
Yeah, it's locked. Okay. What you got, man? We got to go, Philip. Come on, man.
What was I going to say?
All right, I'm going to put you on hold for you figure it out. Let's get out to my guy, Mike.
I love
out of there.
The
Mike, you're up
guy.
Next with 105.7 F in the fan. Mike, what you got, man?
Yeah. How you guys doing?
Yeah, I'm going to put Philip on hold. What you got, Mike? Come on with it.
Good. Yeah, so I couldn't disagree with you guys more when it comes to Rodgers and Adams. I mean, I'll say this. I could agree with you if he had 14 targets, you know, for six catches and 50 yards. But when you're completing 70% of your passes and you're averaging 16 yards a pass, plus if Rodgers let him more, he would have had eight catches,
right.
You know, for like 180 yards and a touchdown. So, shoot, if they can't cover the guy, throw it to him 30 times a game if that's what, you know, the completion percentage is. And my second point is that, you know, why at this point why Allison is still getting 60% of the snaps is beyond me. He's nothing more than a fifth-string wide receiver. He's slow. He doesn't get separation. Doesn't run the best route.
Well, let me ask you this. How about this, Mike? Who do you want to take
out?
You want Lazard? Now, see, here's the problem. Here's the problem. A lot of people keep talking about it, but nobody understands what the hell is going on with it. Lazard is an outside receiver. They don't even play the same position, Mike.
However.
So you want Lazard to go in the slot. Is that what you're saying?
Was in the slot.
Who?
Yesterday quite a bit.
Huh?
Devontae was in the slot.
Okay, well, you just said Lazard. Uh-huh. So you want Lazard to go in the slot?
I think Lazard could mix and match outside in the slot, and you switch him.
I don't think so. He'll have the same problem that Geronimo Allison is having. And Lazard is even bigger, I think, isn't he?
Yeah, 6'5", 220. He's a thick dude.
Yeah,
he's definitely thicker than Allison is. But you would imagine that he'd be able to take a little bit more pounding than he would
like
be in
LeRoy
that
said the first time.
He could give you more than
type.
What Allison's giving you, though.
Yeah. I mean, thanks for your phone.
So appreciate it, Mike.
I think Mike wants to concentrate on snaps. So he wants him to go to the bench.
He's right. On a snap count. Yeah, he wants him out of the game.
But he don't have anybody else.
I think they
let Shepard go.
Right. The Allison in the slot thing, that's an off-season conversation.
It
because you got to train some dude to be able to do that. Now, what Mike's saying, I don't totally disagree with. I think that he can fit that big slot prototype that this offense likes.
Why do you think he gets
concussions?
He
can't. Right now he could.
He's getting the concussions, getting hit.
Guys,
is too big of a target. You need somebody like 5'8" that can sit in that hole, man. I'm telling you.
Like fourth round pick Hunter Renfro.
You know, or Humphreys, any of them types. Randall Cobb, any of those types are missing. You know, Brandon Cooks types. He's always hurt though now. But those types, you need the Cooper Kupps who didn't get a catch. Can you believe that?
Yeah, because he dropped the ball four times. What were you saying, Steve?
Well, you know what I mean. They went out. They like to get him the ball.
Well, them Rams
in
trouble.
It's a good outlet.
Go ahead, Steve.
You, have to realize that if we're going to sit here and talk about that they don't have the right guy in the slot, that is because they consciously made the decision to have all big wide receivers. They consciously made the decision.
In drafting, you're saying.
Yes.
They like big guys.
And to move on from Randall Cobb and his stature, and they went that direction. Darius Shepherd wasn't projected to be on this roster when they put this roster together. That just happened by coincidence.
Is
or
he still on the practice
out.
Squad?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you can always bring him back.
You can bring him back.
Get a little bit more
but that's
polish.
Not what they want. Obviously what they
no,
wanted.
No, they want
so
big guy, big,
if
strong,
if there's any finger pointing to be done here, it's to Gutekunst and LaFleur for putting this roster together without having the true, quote-unquote, slot receiver that you're talking about.
Well, Cole Beasley, any of them types. Like
right, those are all smaller type wide receivers compared to these Giants.
I would say this to say that. These receivers that they have right now are Mike McCarthy's receivers.
Possession.
They're not.
Well, these are good, but these are Devontae's maybe not.
I know, but you're in another season. You're in
another system.
You're in another system. This is not LaFleur.
They were drafted for last year.
They were drafted for Mike McCarthy
in
defense of Gutekunst.
Yep.
Now you have to wait and see next year what receivers he drafts next year and the size and body type. The Green Bay Packers as a whole, you saw to flip it in players that they were drafting. You can even see in free agency now. They are drafting the get-off-the-bus type jokers right now as a whole. And I think they need it. I think they was too small. Therefore, that's why Mike Daniels went now, although it proved out that he didn't work anymore. They want big jokers. Let's go to Derek in New York. Derek, you're up next, 105.7 FM Fan. Derek, what you got in this game yesterday, man?
Hey, thanks, guys. I've been listening in Schenectady in Albany, New York. I work in Albany.
Hey, Derek, where is Schenectady at?
It's northwest of Albany, about 22 miles northwest. I live in the Stockade section
about
of Schenectady,
22.
Which is the oldest continuously lived-in neighborhood in the United States, guys.
Oh, that's
sick brag.
Yeah. Now, Derek, you know Leroy Butler, right?
Well, I talked to Leroy before. I'm the guy with the elongated perspective, and he got a kick out of that phrase. I've been watching football since 1962.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, they got pictures of me when I was 4 years old watching an entire 1962 NFL championship
Very
game
nice.
Between the Packers and Giants. So I pay attention. So I got
Very
a
nice.
I've been watching this game for a long time. I know exactly what I've been talking about. Leroy, I've been telling you for a long time.
Yeah.
I watch it out here in Long Island, and I know exactly what I'm talking about with the Packers.
Well,
Derek, go ahead.
From somebody who's been watching a long time, the game is not the way it was 20 years ago. Gary, you know that. Leroy, you know that. It's predicated on offense and everything about it. We'd like to have a better defense, you know, bend and break. I hear all this stuff. I want to hear Leroy give me an analysis of how do you set up your defense so that do you set it up, okay, we're going to stop the run, we're going to stop number 22, or we're going to cover the pass. I mean, gone are the days of your defense, Leroy, like in 1996 when that was – the best defense in the NFL and the Bears 85. You can't have defenses anymore that can do this. Everybody bends. How do you go into a game plan and where do you approach it so that you're not giving up gaping holes of yardage, man? And I'm going to keep listening, and I listen to you guys a lot in Albany. Thanks for leaving me on hold for a while, but you guys are fun to listen to.
Thanks for the phone call. Hey, listen, go ahead, Leroy, answer that question.
You got something you want to say? Huh?
Well, I mean, 414-799-1250, because you ain't going to get on no quicker than this. If y'all want to come on and talk about this Packer game, let's get it done. But if you're going to hold, you got to hold. We got a lot of people on talk, so it is what it is. What you got, Roy?
Well, here's the thing about the defense, because they lead the league in explosion plays. I tweeted that out, some of the big 38-yarder. I'm going to look at that closely. I'm going to take every explosive play and look at it over and over again during this bye week. And I'll have you a very thoughtful answer next Monday going into after the game.
Oh, now, thanks, Roy.
Now, listen, you have to understand that defenses, based on yardage and based on points, this defense is in the top 10 in red zone defense. That interception was paramount. It's amazing. The fourth down stop, amazing. Won the game. That's the underlining, okay? The headline is yardage. The guys are wide open, and they asked him about it. Not a guy running through a zone, because he goes through Steve, he goes through Billy, he goes through Gary, and he ends up, and I make the tackle. That's different.
Mm-hmm.
But when he hits Steve, you know where to be found, you know where to be found, and I picked up the wrong guy. That's the problem. They fixed that during the week. The coaches don't have bye weeks. They don't. They're trying to look at the plays that are making us, giving us stress. Those are stressful plays. Because if you keep giving up plays like that, and you're getting away with it because you're 8-2, you're on track to be a one-and-done team. 15-1. Remember that, Steve?
Yep.
15-1. They gave up more yards than anybody, but we forgot about it. We didn't look underlined. We looked at the top of it. Hey, you're 15-1.
And they were averaging 35 points a game.
Right. Last year. I was getting to that.
Easy to forget about.
Yeah. But you're averaging in the 20s. That's what they're going to work on during the offseason. So that's what the emails and the text message they'll be getting during the off week. How can we get, as McCarthy said, get it cleaned up?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. But you, as a person, what happened on this particular play? How does it, because again, it's a copycat lead. Because after Mike Williams caught the long pass on Jaire Alexander, that goes out to everybody. Everybody sees it.
Yep.
Carolina says, you know, we're going to get to the same play, but this time we'll flip-flop the formation and we'll run them underneath.
I like when they flip-flop.
And have somebody over top. So if somebody's in front of you, you can best weather believe, yes, somebody's behind you.
There it is.
They call you safety for a reason. They don't just say DBs. No, you're a safety. That means when you look behind you, you see the audience. Everybody else look behind you, you got a guy.
You got another jersey, right, that's the same color as you. Yeah. I think one thing that I like about Derek's question, though, is how are you going to build a defense to have sustainable success, right? And how do you build that in this day and age against the offenses? I think the Packers might have a couple of solutions, sure, at a couple of key position groups, and one, the safety that Leroy just mentioned, that could be one of the reasons why they can withstand it and succeed in it. 414-799-1250. We'll get into that next. We'll also get into the halftime decision by Matt LaFleur and your reaction still after the Packers now 8-2 going into the bye week. We head into week 11 with the Green Bay Packers tied up for the second spot in the NFC. Your place to react with two guys that played for the green and gold is right here on your way home. Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.